love and happiness. Yeah, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love.
When I spoke to you all individually before you signed up, and I said it would be some parts would be easy, some parts would be hard, some parts you'll cry, sometimes you'll laugh, sometimes you'll be hungry, thirsty. You're going to go through every single emotion on this trip, probably.
Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong.
Because it is hard. It's a bloody hard thing you're trying to do, to walk around carrying everything on your back and following the coast, give or take, as close as we can. So it's quite something that you guys have signed up for. So today is one of those days when you have to dig deep. You've all had a good night's sleep, and we need to make up some time. Yeah? We've been doing incredibly well up to now, but we need to start getting some actual kilometres behind them.
There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Love and
happiness.
We really need to come together as a team to keep us together. Today, my aim is just to get as far as we damn well can. Yeah?
Be clear about that.
Be clear. A long way. But some days I said we'd be doing 5K. We've done those days. Some days we'd be doing 30K. And today is one of those days I'd really like to do the 30K. We've got 10K around San Antonio. There's a promenade. And we're walking past lovely people on holiday and the beach and everything. And we can just wave at them and smile at them and tell them what we're doing and have a wonderful time.
Day five, still walking, legs are still working, but I put it down to all the gourmet food I'm eating, really, and the support from my friends. And this is a bloody steep hill we're going up. I'm actually talking and walking at the same time. And you know, I'm less than average multitasker.
Oh. You're looking mightily green and perky in that lime ensemble. Very visible.
Got the Lycra on today, girl.
We won't lose you.
No, I've got my anti-nappy rash trousers on, and let's see how they work. I've got a spare bear if you need to.
But it's true, what loneliness can do, since I've been away. I have loved you more each day, walking back to happiness. Whoop-a, oh yeah, yeah. Said goodbye to loneliness. Whoop-a, oh yeah, yeah.
I'm loving it today. Absolutely loving it. Looking forward to going to San Antonio. Possibility my son might be just finishing his regatta. Maybe a chance to see him for a couple of minutes. Looking forward to a rap from Rita's. Is that onomatopoeia or alliteration? A rap from Rita's. God, I can't even spit it out. A rap from Rita's.
You got any more songs for us, sir?
Not for the moment. No, I could just see. There's a bit of a.
You could maybe rap about Rita's.
Yeah, let me get down this mountain first, and I'll be ready for this thing.
I laid aside foolish pride, learned the truth from tears I cried.
So, Joe Buckle, just arrived. Sunset Ashram, gutted. It is closed.
absolutely devastated. It's my favourite place in the whole island.
Lovely. They had the closing party like a couple of nights ago.
That's not fair of Manel. Come on. I was so looking forward to it. Juice and a little bit of chill time.
Damn it. Damn it. We'll be back. Said farewell to loneliness I knew. I laid aside foolish pride, learned the truth from tears I cried. We just reached San Antonio Bay, hanging outside Hotel San Remo, which looks the high quality classiness you'd expect from this neck of the woods. What do you think, boys?
It looks like a very nice place for a holiday.
Nice ladies in some bikinis over there, Billy.
My sort of town, San An, back in the neighbourhood. Back in the hood.
Back there, Mr.
Nero. It's like, I feel it's like going home. I'm so comfortable here, I love it.
And just in the background, we've got a little bit of Tina Turner going on, which is kind of quite a fitting area. Simply the best.
And the cast of the TV series is kind of on.
Better than all the rest. Better than anyone. Anyone I'd rather be.
So we're just walking through San Antonio Bay. Just done some of the most dire, divey parts of the back roads on the entrance to the bay. And I must admit, after lunch, or even before lunch, in fact, I kind of just collapsed in a heap and decided that perhaps I was done. My back is absolutely destroyed. My feet are covered in blisters. My legs feel like lead weights. And must admit, I feel a little bit over it today. Just, yeah, there's been tears. And the group has just been amazing. Carrying my tent, carrying my mattress, carrying my laptop, and in fact at one point Christian even carried my entire backpack after my little meltdown for about 15-20 minutes. The man is an absolute superhero in my book, and I can't thank him enough really. I feel quite embarrassed that I got to that point, but now I've got a much lighter backpack because everyone's carrying my stuff. Yeah, I'm just overwhelmed actually by how amazing everyone's been.
Billy, could we please have our daily song?
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the bright side of life. More later.
So, day six, just setting off of a whopper of a hill en route to Cala Salada. And I'm joined here by the newly named amazing Amanda. How are you?
I'm fantastic today, thank you, darling. Ready and rearing for another day to see some beautiful, stunning sights of this magical island.
I mean, last night was probably my favourite campfire. Yeah, it was hilarious. We had a shakedown meditation facilitated by the brilliant Berlin boy, and you had quite the old massage parlour going on.
We had some feet massages. People are really starting to get lots of aches and pains all over at the moment, so we had quite a few little chain of back massages, feet massages. Yeah, much needed, I think.
Quite a lot of grunting and happy groaning going on.
It was a lot of it. There sure was.
I did think about getting my podcast machine out to record them, but
we're about to go out to Saladita near past Cala Salada and have a little swim, morning swim, which will be absolutely bliss. And I think we hope to reach, I'm not sure actually, I think it's
Santa Agnes is where we're having lunch.
Lunch, yeah. So looking forward to that.
How are your legs? How are your feet? How is your person? Your knee is absolutely screwed, judging by yesterday's performance. You were limping like an old granny down the Calicomta.
I did feel like an old granny. It's not fair, is it? I was a little pissed off with my body. My knee feels a little weak. Some of the big hills that we did on sort of the first 4 days, it's really taken toll on my knee, on my right knee. So, but Joe's kindly lent me one of his knee supports, and I'm hoping, I mean, yesterday we didn't stop at all. Militant. We had to cover a lot of ground, and we certainly did. We walked for like about 8 hours straight. It was full on.
Calavadea to almost Calasalada.
Correct, yeah. And I mean, we all felt it as we had a wonderful, wonderful evening. One of our people that delivered us some supplies. We've had some wonderful people come and deliver us supplies. Angie, Matt, Rob came and helped us with our bags. Really, thank you so much to all the supporters.
Angie for the beers, though. Seriously, last night we had a fiesta around the campfire, facilitated by those 12 wonderful icy cold San Miguel's,
plus
a boatload of bananas. Thank you so much. That was breakfast.
And a bottle of Yabas from Matt Driscoll, who came and dropped that off too. So our supporters, as I say, have been absolutely wonderful.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I hate,
so here with the brilliant Mr. Billy, who's been a little soldier for the past 24 hours, as per usual. I think the highlight of my yesterday was watching you and Karam sort of yelp like little boys as you butt naked ran into the beautiful beach that we camped on last night as we arrived.
It was divine, Joe. Absolutely divine. I was 100% exhausted. Even a tad demoralised. I really was almost all in. And then the water was just so inviting, not a jellyfish in sight. And 20 minutes later, ready for anything. Just beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Just had a nice 25-minute swim this morning after I got up as well, which has charged the batteries a little bit. Another day, hill.
You're going to be fit as a fiddle after this, Billy, and you've already lost a little bit of weight. On your night off, you went and got on the scales. How much weight have you lost?
Well, 5 kilos. It seems incredible. It's almost a kilo a day.
That's a whole bag of sugar.
If I continue like this, I'm going to be a shadow of my former self. And I'm on a two-sock regime today. It seems to be improving things slightly, but if I'm honest, not a lot.
Have you got the anti-chafe panties back on?
Oh, I most certainly have not. I'm loving them. I'm absolutely loving them. Best investment ever.
One pair or two?
One at a time, darling. One at a time. Decathlon, we love you. Big shout out to all our friends in Decathlon. God knows what state we'd be in without you guys.
How's your bottom feeling after yesterday? Because you were saying that you've never worn Lycra before.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. My bottom's never been in better condition, Jeff.
Soft as a baby's.
And ready for action.
I mean,
of the walking variety.